Funding for public schools in Kansas has been a hot topic in the state legislative races this year, and for good reason. Despite major cuts, more than half the state's budget is still spent on public schools, yet performance has been lackluster in many districts and among the state's minorities. Many Democrats point to the cuts, saying schools have been hit too hard and are about to get hit harder. Representative Jim Ward is the ranking Democrat on the House Education Committee and is running for re-election in Wichita's 86th district. He says Kansas public schools will bear the weight of Republican Governor Sam Brownback's tax plan that takes effect in January.
How do you balance a budget if you take away $4.7 billion in income through an income tax cut to the richest Kansans? Public schools are the ones at risk because they're the ones that benefit the most.
A report released earlier this month by the Kansas Legislative Research Department projects under the governor's plan, the state will take in around $2.5 billion less in tax revenue. If proportionally applied, that would mean around $750 million in cuts to state K through 12 schools over the next 4 years. But Brownback has promised his tax plan won't lead to further cuts for public schools. He says the best thing he can do for education is get the economy going, something he says his income tax plan will do. Michael O'Donnell is the Republican candidate running for the 25th District Senate seat, previously held by Education Committee Chair and former Wichita School Board member Gene Schodorf. O'Donnell says even though Kansas law requires 65% of education dollars be spent in the classroom, there's not enough accountability.
What is the money being used for? Where do you need more money? Where do you think that you maybe have too much overhead? One of the arguments I hear a lot is people say that there is too much administration, for example, in some of these school districts. And other arguments are there's, you know, some school districts need to consolidate, or some school districts like Wichita's, they say, are too big.
O'Donnell says he wants to find ways not only to keep the status quo, but to produce a better result with the state's K through 12 education system. And that does not necessarily mean more money.
I don't think money always translates into better education. What I think is we have to have teachers that are energized. We need to make sure students have all the resources that they need. And most importantly, we need to make sure dollars get into the classroom.
The debate we have in Topeka is what constitute classroom.
Again, Representative Ward.
Don't pay attention to the fact that we cut schools. Let's talk about how much is going in the classroom. Senator Schodorf teaches children who have a difficult time hearing to process words and be able to communicate better. That is not counted as classroom work by the Republican methodology, but it has a huge effect on those kids and their ability to do work in schools.
One thing voters can be sure of, candidates want change in the state's K through 12 schools. The uncertainty lies in the question of whether we need more money to provide a better education, and whether Governor Brownback will be able to keep his promise and maintain current funding levels to Kansas public schools. For KMUW News, I'm Brianna O'Higgins.